go to ProstateReport.com. That's ProstateReport.com.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, who's close friends with Senator John McCain, speaking out about his friend's cancer diagnosis.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham talking about his closest friend in the Senate, John McCain, who's been diagnosed with brain cancer.
God knows how this ends, not me, but I do know this. This disease has never had a more worthy opponent.
The 80-year-old McCain receiving the brain cancer diagnosis after having surgery to remove a blood clot from above his left eye last week. He's currently resting at his home in Arizona. I'm Chris Barnes.
Baltimore's police chief promising a full investigation into allegations of officers planting evidence. One police officer suspended, two others on administrative duty after the public defender's office said police body camera footage shows an officer planting evidence. The video from a January drug arrest shows an officer hiding drugs and then returning to retrieve them. Charges against the suspect in the case have been dropped. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for VRA. In 2003, Kip Herridge founded VRA, his global investment newsletter. His VRA is unlike anything you've ever seen. He's outperformed Wall Street every year since 2003. Today, in honor of the national rollout of my radio show, Kip wants to give every listener his new book for free. It's called Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. To beat the markets and become wealthy in the age of Trump, get your free copy at VRAinsider.com. It's 100% free at VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com.
The Centers for Disease Control admitting a large number of people have been infected with a rare strain of salmonella.
The CDC says since March, 24 people have been infected with a strain of salmonella that's found in microbiology labs. Six of those people were hospitalized, but no deaths have been reported. The infections occurred in college, commercial, and clinical laboratories and affected people ages 57 to less than a year old. The salmonella was found in California, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, Maine, Michigan, Missouri, North Carolina, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oklahoma, Texas, and Washington. Salmonella can cause diarrhea, fever, and abdominal cramps.
Two teenagers being praised by police after they overpowered a home invader. Here's Jason Campidonia.
Officials say Kristen Anderson crawled through the doggy door of a North Phoenix home on Monday. She reportedly grabbed one of the girls and held her down, while the second girl grabbed a knife and stabbed Anderson in the chest. The two girls ran outside and called their dad, who then called police. Anderson was found walking down the street and is now facing multiple charges. I'm Jason Campidonia.
A young New Mexico boy is being credited with finding an ancient fossil. Jude Sparks was 9 years old when he tripped over something he said was like fossilized wood. The boy and his family were out for a walk in Las Cruces last November when he found what he thought was a fossilized wood. It turned out to be the skull of a stegomastodon. A team of experts excavated the skull in May. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Hour number two, the big show, the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show, the place where we have no fear. We take the liars, the crooks, the cheats out behind the woodshed, give them a bit of a beat down. We were just talking last hour. Did some ripoffs and some scams, talked a little bit about, we did a boiler room reference, talked about Morgan Stanley and what they were up to with Snap and some of the other scams. It's thinking about it a little bit. I did a column 4 or 5 years ago, and I pulled up some of the mission statements from some of the big firms, and I checked during the break, and they haven't changed. Same thing. We did a whole thing about Morgan Stanley, one of the underwriters. They're not the only one. One of the underwriters, Snap. The talent and passion of our people are critical to our success. Together we share a common set of values rooted in integrity and excellence. You guys know what the word integrity means? Do you have any idea what it means? Are you demonstrating integrity when you take a company public, tell everybody it's this wonderful, fantastic, great company, have your analysts tout the thing, stock goes up to 28, you know it's a piece of junk, have the stock come back down, then your analysts change their opinion when a thing hits 15? Are you demonstrating integrity, Morgan Stanley? Oh, they're not the only one. Here's some of the other mission statements as well. I always get a kick out of these things. Our integrity and reputation depend on our ability to do the right thing. It's like a Spike Lee movie. Do the right thing, even when it's not the easy thing. J.P. Morgan Chase. Right. Goldman Sachs. No financial incentive or opportunity, regardless of the bottom line, justifies a departure from our values. What values? What are? You want to let us know what your values are besides making money at all costs? You see, that's where people misunderstand. They don't get capitalism. Capitalism is not about making money at all costs. Because if you make money at all costs, what you end up doing, what you can end up doing, is end up ruining the entire market. You could end up being, in essence, a parasite on your industry and the system itself. You blow the whole thing up. You destruct the system. You know, it's funny. It takes me back to the whole Zuccotti Park Occupy Wall Street days, where to this day, I really regret not going down there. One of those regrets that I've had. When that was taking place down at Zuccotti Park, I should have gone down there, and I should have done my radio show, and I should have engaged those kids. Anti-capitalist protests. Like we saw the anti-capitalist protests at the G20. You know how they call them anti-capitalists? But why are you calling them anti-something? What are they actually for? Why don't you tell us what they're for? Nothing to do with capitalism. Capitalism is not about getting over on anyone. I'm an Adam Smith capitalist. Two people can sit down at a table, do business. Both parties You want effective capitalism? Both parties walk away happy. An exchange is made. One wants one thing, the other wants something else. An exchange is made, and both leave happy. That's effective capitalism. No subsidies, no government, no intervention, no nothing. Just business. What happens is you end up burning bridges when you try to get over on people. See, this happens all the time. Happen all the time. And sometimes you try to nickel and dime people. Why would you do that? I'll give you an example when this happened. Not kidding. My wife is going to listen to this later, and she is going to kick my buttocks. We're planning our wedding. And we're at a catering hall. And we had northern New Jersey where we had our wedding. It was outside of Tenafly up there. And meeting with this guy. Rockley Country Club. I can't say enough about the place. The place was wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful place. And my wife is trying to talk this guy down on the price that he's giving us per person. Now, this is going back to 2000. And I worked in the restaurant business, and I understand what the costs are involved. And he was giving us a great deal. And I actually had to say, all right, no, thank you, sir. That's perfect. She was trying to talk him down a little bit too much. And I'm like, don't do that. Don't do that. It creates a will. He gave us a fair price. I'm happy with this. I'm not trying to get him to move anymore. I'm going to be happy with this. He's going to be happy with this. Why have him walk away feeling like that we were being ridiculous? No, I want him to do well, and I want our wedding to go well, and that's it. And that's how business is done. Yeah, we're often told, again, in regards to what we do and the type of services that we offer at Markowski Investments, why, you guys should be charging more. No, we're happy, okay? We're happy with what our fees are and what we do here. And they're good. I'm not tinkering. I'm not going to try to, you could get more based upon what you do. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm good. But that's, in essence, you're talking about values and capitalism and all this stuff. All of these big firms have forgotten about it because they can. Merrill Lynch's mission. The interests of our clients must come first. No, they don't. Stop insulting our collective intelligence. They don't come first. They never have. Your bottom line comes first. And this, my friends, is where I have an issue. Certain industries and certain businesses out there should not be publicly traded. You know the old saying, you can't serve two masters? You can't. The CEO of Merrill Lynch, Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, they have a fiduciary duty to their shareholders and to maximize the return for the shareholders. Sometimes that will conflict with serving their clients, especially in all the various different avenues of business that they are currently in. They may sacrifice one area of business in order to help another. But what happens when that area of business and those people happen to be clients? They get burned. They're collateral damage. If you're going to manage someone's money, you can't be publicly traded. You need to put your client's interests above your own. Back to that story I wrote. It was actually August of 2013. There was a survey done of Wall Street insiders that basically echoed what we were telling people for over two decades. 23% of the insiders said that they had observed or had firsthand knowledge of wrongdoing in the workplace. 24% that they would engage in insider trading to make $10 million if they could get away with it. 26% said they believed the compensation plans or bonus structures in place at their companies incentivizes employees to compromise ethical standards or violate the law. Absolutely. Just went through this with Wells Fargo, for crying out loud. 17% said that they expected their leaders were likely to look the other way if they suspected a top performer engaged in insider trading. Yeah, and it's not just insider trading. Top performer on all levels. We see that happen again and again and again. How do all of these rogue brokers that get themselves in so much trouble get all sorts of customer complaints? How do they find themselves in jobs? Their next employer has all of that information. It goes down. You have a permanent record. But they ignore it because why? They generate big commissions. Last but not least, 28% of the respondents felt that the financial service industry does not put the interest of clients first. Doesn't surprise me at all. I've been doing this for a long, long time. Actually, let me take what I'm going to do right now. I want to get back, and I know I've touched upon this here on the program. I want to go back to it really quickly. I do have to talk about, I got the column that I wrote that came out on the Hill this past week that we have to talk about in a municipal debt bomb. I want to talk a little bit more about this 1947 lawsuit where they tried to, in essence, in some respects, break up the big banks, but break up the, well, the oligopoly that they had back then. It's the parallels today, similar, but it's even worse than it was then. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Get there. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff available right there at the site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We have a 24-hour-a-day help hotline as well. That number is 800-471-5984. Again, that number is 800-471-5984. Don't go anywhere. Be right back.
Under 30 horsepower diesel tractors are in high demand. Yanmar meets this demand with the powerful SA series that go above and beyond ordinary tractors with the famously reliable Yanmar engine. When it comes to compact tractors, 35 horsepower is the just right size for many people. The Yanmar Model YT235 tractor fits the bill. Open platform or factory cab, the YT235 is your best choice to put a famous Yanmar diesel engine to work on your land. Look to the Yanmar YT3 series for the best over 45 horsepower compact tractor. Only the YT3 Yanmar tractors can increase your productivity and time savings with the unique, proven, and reliable IHMT transmission. From subcompact 21 horsepower to 59 acre-eating horsepower, Yanmar provides you with powerful tractors and matching attachments for the whole range of compact tractor tasks. More information at yanmartractor.com. That's yanmartractor.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-887-4991. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-887-4991. That's 877-887-4991.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the right now company, General Steel.
888-794-1615. 888-794-1615. 888-794-1615. That's 888-794-1615. This is how we do
it. This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
I know this is a bit of a refresher for some of our listeners. We have gone over this a couple times on the program, but it's important. It's important. I'm still going to fire up the old DeLorean and take us down we'll go down memory lane here. Memory lane. Way past my memory. 1947, the U.S. government sued the top 17 investment banks for violating antitrust laws. Collusion. Collusion. I don't like using that word nowadays with Trump and the Russians. The Justice Department, in their suit, alleged that the investment firms had created a conspiracy basically to eliminate competition and monopolize the cream of the business of investment banking. Now, actually, Morgan Stanley happened to be the lead defendant at that point in time. Basically, they were working as a cartel. Now, I want to remind me, top 17 investment banks? I wish there was a top 17 investment banks today. We'd be much better off if there were a top 17 investment banks today. We just have the few too big to fail variety that's left. The mega banks that we have today, they can raise capital more cheaply than smaller banks can. Fair? No. No, absolutely not. Studies, including those published by the International Monetary Fund and the Bank for International Settlements, estimate that this advantage to be as much as 1 percentage point. That's serious money when it comes to raising capital. That gives big banks anywhere between a $50 billion to $100 billion advantage annually. No joke. It's absurd. It's patently unfair. We have an uneven playing field. It's tilted to the advantage of the big firms. It goes against Main Street. It goes against the individual investors out there. It undermines our faith in the rule of law and a representative democracy. Yes, it does. You don't agree? You think it's fair? You think it's right that they're able to borrow money at the rates? You think it's fair? You think it's right that they can do whatever they want and walk away? Do you remember, crying out loud, Eric Holder said, sometimes, you got to be careful who we go after at these big banks because it might cause a financial panic or a problem. I'm paraphrasing, but it's true. Anyway, we had a piece of legislation that was great. It was Glass-Steagall Act. Glass-Steagall Act, 1933. We had a major blow-up that we called here on the program. We saw it coming. Whole.com, Enron, WorldCom, that whole hullabaloo back in time. What did they do after that? They decided to come up with thousands of pages of more legislation known as Sarbanes-Oxley. Those are laws and rules that are written in gray rather than black and white. You see, I'm a black and white guy. What I mean by I'm a black and white guy, I like laws and rules that I can understand, that make sense. The whole thou shall not, I like that. There's no room to maneuver there. Now, lawyers don't like that. Lawyers love gray areas. It's big for them. But black and white is good for everyone. Everyone knows what the rules are. So, okay, we had Sarbanes-Oxley. That caused problems in regards to companies going public. So what did the big firms do? They said, gee whiz, we don't have this money-making vehicle that we used to have, so we're going to have to find something else to do. And that's where they started packaging mortgages together and coming up with other ways of creating securities and stuff that they could sell. Hey, whoa, boom. There was another financial weapon of mass destruction that went off. We got rid of Glass-Steagall, and it would have prevented both of those calamities. They wouldn't have happened if that was the case. It kept the conflicts of interest at bay for what, 66 years? 66 years of legislation that did a pretty darn good job of keeping the bad actors away. Why can't we go back to it? Why can't we go back to it? It was part of the Republican Party's platform at the Republican convention. Now we've got the various different members within the Trump administration kind of talking around it to some degree. Well, no, we're going to do a Glass-Steagall light. Give me a break. William Faulkner stated, "Never be afraid to raise your voice for honesty and truth and compassion against injustice and lying and greed. If people all over the world would do this, it would change the earth." And it's right. And it's one of the reasons why we've been screaming and yelling about this and bringing Glass-Steagall back for a very long time. Since it was gone, we've been calling for its return. Anyway, have to talk about more muni bond problems, issues all over the country. It looks as if the Hartford's going to go to junk, could be. High tax Connecticut facing a new budget mess. Illinois lawmakers override budget veto, ending 2-year stalemate. So they're going to be raising taxes in Illinois. I'm sure that'll work out just great in trying to keep companies within those borders of yours. I talked about municipal bond debt in a column that I just recently put out. It's not thehill.com. You can also access it at our website and our Facebook fan page and all that good stuff. And I talked about Puerto Rico, which we discussed here on the program. And I said that the solution to Puerto Rico's debt crisis, not statehood. It's not statehood. People think, they're going to become a state. Everything will be okay. No. The solution to Puerto Rico's debt crisis is default. In the same way that the solution to Greece's debt crisis is default. Sometimes in life, you lose. Sometimes you lose money. Right? Possible. Many people out there wanted to believe, were sure. They wanted to believe that these bonds that they had bought in Puerto Rico were going to be A-okay. Everything was going to be just fine. AAA rated. A-okay. Listen, guys, nothing works like that. I know they might have been sold to you in that way, but it doesn't work that way. And I wrote this column several years ago talking about the municipal debt bomb that was heading our way. Again, we were spot on. And there's going to be more of this to come. I want to get into this and what we discussed back then and what you need to know when we get back. Let me take a quick break right here. Watchdog on WallStreet.com is our website. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Get there again. Take advantage of all the great stuff we have. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great, great stuff. Watchdog on WallStreet.com or give us a call, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Some of the most prolific drug suppliers use what's called the dark web that you can only access if you mask your identity and your location.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions today holding a press conference to announce a worldwide bust of a major dark web website. The website called Alphabay was the largest online dark market, selling everything from child pornography to fentanyl and heroin. Fentanyl and heroin have been linked to massive overdose deaths across the country. Attorney General Sessions gave more details about the bust.
What sold on many of them, illegal weapons, stolen identities, child pornography, and large amounts of narcotics.
Fire officials in California now say the massive wildfire near Yosemite National Park raging further out of control. The fire now reportedly ripping through 70,000 acres of land. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for pre1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. Gold was $300 per ounce when I started buying. Today it's over $1,200. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. All those other firms are selling gold bullion. It's not rare, it's not proven, and they have a huge markup because they have commissioned salesmen. I have found the Uber of gold. This company, pre1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre1933.com is a wholesale of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. All conservatives understand the hole America's in. We owe $20 trillion in debt. We all know gold is the answer. It's our insurance policy. But now you can buy your gold wholesale, just like dealers, without commission salesmen involved. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com. You'll never buy gold from anyone else ever again.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning.
Howdy and welcome back, everybody. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Okay. You actually got it. Quite the response, Puerto Rico, my article this past week on the Hill. And we did touch on this, talked about how Puerto Rico voted in favor of becoming the 51st state. And according to poll results, kind of the most interesting thing was that 97% of Puerto Ricans were in favor of statehood, according to the vote. What they didn't tell you is most people didn't vote. That's right. Only 23% of the population decided that, hey, you know what? Maybe we're going to become, you know, a state here, become a part of the United States of America. And only 23% felt that they could spend the time their day to go out there and cast a vote on that. So give me a break. Okay. Oh yeah, they're touting this thing. We got a place that where greater than three quarters of the population so thrilled to become a U.S. state that they didn't even go bother to vote on it. Listen, I can go through the litany of reasons, and they're the usual suspects. It's nothing new. Nothing new. How about spending more than you're taking in? How about that? How about big government programs? How about pensions that are promised that you cannot afford? Oh, and go right on down the list. The funny thing is that this was plain as day to me. Plain as day to me. And I made that opinion clear on this program years ago. Years ago, I talked about how I was getting cold-called a lot by Merrill Lynch brokers. For whatever reason, my company must be on a Dun & Bradstreet somewhere, and they didn't come to the realization that I happen to own an investment company. So I'm getting cold-called by Merrill Lynch. There was a couple others. All wanted me to get involved in Puerto Rican triple tax-free bonds. And I toy with these schlock brokers when they call up and ask them questions. And they don't have a clue. The only thing that they know is that their sales manager told them to go out there and sell these triple tax-free Puerto Rican bonds. That's it. You buy something, you might want to check into what you're buying. You might want to take a look at the municipality that you are buying from, because there's issues all over the place. Now, you know, it's funny. I wrote about this, talking about some of the issues all over the country. You have this stuff happen all the time. They don't care. They just issue more bonds, and Wall Street's more than happy to go out and sell them. Because you know what? They can buy a triple A rating from S&P and Moody's and hope the thing goes as long as it possibly can. But you know what? We're starting to see cracks. We're starting to see cracks in this. People, you need to be personally responsible when it comes to this stuff. Are there great munis out there? Absolutely. But I'm here to tell you, just because it's got a double A or a triple A rating, I'm telling you right now, it just doesn't make it so. We've got issues all over the country right now. And if you don't have your municipal bond portfolio in order, look out below. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We can review your bond portfolio, and guess what? We'll do it for free. Get to our website, watchdogandwallstreet.com. Sign up for a free consultation with one of our certified financial planners. Our 24-hour-day help hotline as well, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
This report is brought to you by Northwestern Medicine. The three most common and severe threats to cardiovascular health in the United States are heart failure, heart attack, and stroke. These potentially fatal conditions are treated in hospitals across America, but Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago has become a leader in the treatment of heart failure and other cardiovascular diseases. In fact, the Bloom Cardiovascular Institute at Northwestern Memorial is ranked number one for survival rate of heart failure patients and number two for survival of patients suffering from heart attack or stroke. Dr. Clyde Yancey, Chief of Cardiology at Northwestern Memorial Hospital.
Northwestern Medicine has taken a nation-leading position in heart failure through a disease-specific, patient-level approach that involves identifying and then treating patients earlier in their disease. It is now possible to delay and even prevent heart failure. Mechanical pumps and transplants are important, but the future is in restoring heart function and ultimately the prevention of heart failure.
To learn more, visit heart.nm.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-709-2413 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-709-2413. Again, that's 800-709-2413.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
You guys remember that? Oh, how could you forget? It was campy stuff from the 1970s. Remember all the disaster movies that they used to have back then? With earthquake movies and skyscrapers that would catch on fire. I did a recent one as well with The Rock, if I'm not, there was some California earthquake movie or something like that. They redid those again. What was it? Was it the 2000s? Was it the 1990s where they did the asteroid is going to kill us all? There was two at the same time. There was like Deep Impact, and then there was Armageddon. Remember Ben Affleck had those ridiculous caps on his teeth? But anyway, I was thinking about the all-time worst disaster movie ever, The Day After Tomorrow, where all of a sudden, everything that Al Gore and the climate whack jobs have been telling us, all of a sudden happened within a 24-hour period of time. That's right. Global warming kicked in like you flip on a switch. Like you flip on a switch, and all of a sudden, that was it. All right, helicopters are freezing in midair. You had to escape this wall of cold. It was actually approaching. You could actually see like this weather approaching, this cold weather. It was kind of like the Steve McQueen blob, for crying out loud. Can I talk about how stupid that movie was? Then they were hiding out in the New York City Public Library on 42nd Street. I have fond memories of that place. Did a lot of studying in that building. But anyway, they're burning books. And again, they're trying to make a point. Oh, my God. We're burning books. Look at where we've come to. Why didn't they just take the wood from the walls there and burn that? I was just asking. But anyway, I digress. We decided this past week because there was a did you see the big story about the iceberg? How could you miss it? It was everywhere. Big story. Big iceberg. Oh, my God. It was scary. It was frightening. Oh, they've never recorded anything like this. They don't mention how long they've been checking or tracking this, but never seen anything like this. They have an iceberg that breaks off from Antarctica. Breaks off from Antarctica the size of Delaware. Wow. The water in that iceberg would fill Lake Erie, they said. And then some, I'm watching this, and all these idiots are like, well, now we got to be concerned about sea level rising. And I'm like, what? What does this iceberg have to do with sea level rising? That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense at all. So, you know what we did? You missed one of our programs this past week. We had some fun. We decided to do a science experiment here at the Watchdog on Wall Street show. To prove that all these people are idiots, what I did is I took a big bowl of water and ice and filled it right up near the very top. And I did it around, it was around 5:40 a.m. And we checked on it throughout the entire program. And come 9 a.m. Eastern time, when the show was over, the ice was melted. And guess what, people? Guess what? My desk was not filled with water. Nope. Nope. All the ice melted in the bowl. All my own personal icebergs in my bowl of water melted, and it didn't overflow. Again, this is just the idiocy of these people on TV, failing to understand just kind of how this stuff works. Anyway, I had to share that with you because, again, that stuff drives me berserk. We got to talk about losses, right? What did Gecko say? Nothing ruins my day more than losses, buddy. Nothing ruins my day more than losses. Well, yeah. That's one of our rules of the road. And we actually put together some numbers for you here. We're going to take a break here. We're going to get back. We'll talk about this a little bit on what it means when you're getting close to retirement and going along with our little portfolio fire drill that everybody needs to do to protect themselves from those hefty losses, especially when you're close to retirement. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Look out for the iceberg. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yeah, I don't want to, you know, step up to the podium and accept my Master of the Obvious award. But it goes without saying, you do not want to take losses, and especially significant losses. I always ask this question when I speak to groups and we're doing financial planning seminars and whatnot, which doesn't happen often. It more often happens when I'm addressing kids and I'm teaching kids about managing money. And I say, listen, you know, you have a $20 stock and the $20 stock goes to $10, drops by 50%. What percentage do you need to have to make it your money back? And everybody's 50%. Wrong. 100%. It needs to come back 100% for you to break even. And again, it can take years sometimes to make up one bad, really bad day in the market. And the reason being is that oftentimes that really, really bad day, people act irrationally. They act irrationally, and what they end up doing is they end up selling everything. They end up selling everything, and they freak out because, again, most of these big-time losses that take place, ever notice how short-lived they often are? Not always the case. But things return to normal. People, they freak. They automatically think that the end of the world is coming. It is the day after tomorrow, and the superstorm is going to freeze you all up, and we better get out. And I don't even know what you're going to do after you got out. But I watched this during the whole financial hullabaloo in 2008 and 2009. Now, granted, do you think I really enjoyed seeing those types of market swings? I didn't. I didn't like seeing the swings that were taking place in the market, the type of violence that was going on there at all. It was unsettling. It was unsettling. But with that being said, yeah, we took advantage. We were buyers, not sellers. Or a lot of the public out there, people did sell. People did sell. And you know what the funny thing is that I still see these same people today talking about, oh, you know, I'd be able to retire by now, man. I'm not going to be able to retire this damn financial calamity back in 2008, 2009. What'd you do, sell everything? Yeah. Well, you shouldn't have. If you own high-quality, fundamentally sound companies, let me tell you something. You can own the greatest company ever, most efficient company, I don't know, we'll call it XYZ. Sometimes XYZ is going to go down. Sometimes XYZ is going to correct big time. It happens. It's called a sale. It's called a sale. And even if you run into those sales, you end up finding something that you're just like, I cannot believe I just got this deal. I'll give you an example of this. I'd never forget this. This had to be, I don't remember the exact year, but it had to be 1995, maybe. I don't know, 94, 95, give or take a year. I'm living in New York City, and I'm walking up I'm walking up Madison Avenue. Think what time I'm shopping in Madison Avenue stores. I couldn't afford that stuff. And I look in one of the stores, and Valentino, Italian designer, basically they signs up at the moving sale. Moving sale. And I'm like, why not? Why not go in there? I go in there, and I get this super cool coat. I mean, it's one of those pieces that, you know, it's just awesome. Like kind of one of a kind type of a thing. Whenever I wear it from time to time, it's like out of a fall coat. It's got compliments on it. It's just really kind of different, neat. This is something that would have cost probably at the time, probably about $3,000. I got it for $100. I'm not kidding. That was great value. And we're always looking for value. And this is the key of owning fundamentally sound companies. When you own them, you're going to, sometimes, you know what? Sometimes they're going to go down. Sometimes they're going to get hit. You got to understand the reasoning why they went down. Why did XYZ go down? Did XYZ go down because, I don't know, their fundamentals had changed? Their prospects, their business prospects had changed? Or is it just a rocky time for the market and everything is going down? When everything is going down, that's time to have a good time. That's time where you really start looking for value. They talk about this in terms of intrinsic value. Every single asset class out there, it has an intrinsic value to it. Sometimes it trades below, sometimes it trades above. This whole Benjamin Graham type stuff. You're always looking to buy below. But again, what we end up seeing, and we're talking right now, the markets are rocketing and you know at these highs. But again, you have to take a look at the internals and the breadth of the market and what's doing well and what isn't doing well. And this is why proper asset allocation, understanding the fundamentals of the companies that you own. When the fundamentals change, well, then you know you're going to have to change. And not being a slave to what the Dow did today, the NASDAQ did today, the S&P did today. Because you're safe knowing that, you know what, the stuff that I own is high quality. Ooh, haven't heard this tune in a while. Metallica here to end up the second hour of the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Got to take a break, everybody. Allstate Hour, the program coming up next. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Some of the most prolific drug suppliers use what's called the dark web that you can only access if you mask your identity and your location.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions today holding a press conference to announce a worldwide bust of a major dark web website. The website called Alphabay was the largest online dark market, selling everything from child pornography to fentanyl and heroin. Fentanyl and heroin have been linked to massive overdose deaths across the country. Attorney General Sessions gave more details about the bust.
What sold on many of them, illegal weapons, stolen identities, pornography, and large amounts of narcotics.
Fire officials in California now say the massive wildfire near Yosemite National Park raging further out of control. The fire now reportedly ripping through 70,000 acres of land. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty. Because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer. Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places, and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Men's Liberty has made both mine and my husband's life easier.
As a urological surgeon, I highly recommend Men's Liberty. It's simply the best option available, and I've seen how it changes lives.
Men's Liberty is covered by Medicare and most major health insurance plans. Say goodbye to painful catheters, expensive diapers, and embarrassing accidents, odors, or infections. Call 888-827-7545.